Welcome to the Left Hand Backhand Podcast, episode 35. Massive apologies for episode 34. We are going to re-release that episode with commentary next week.
It's a very unfortunate situation. Still upset.
We almost didn't record. It almost ended the podcast.
Because it was so close. We luckily our bond.
Our holy matrimony.
Well, marriage.
Well, brings us together.
Today.
To brave.
Yeah. What a time. I mean, honestly, it's still gonna be usable in a way, but not the way we wanted. It's just very unfortunate that the mic.
But shout outs to Mbem and her
Memily.
Her willingness to accompany us on this journey was very fun.
Yeah, it was a good time.
That said, we got a full show for you. We got a Q-tip, we got a fact, we have a segment each of us, and also we were going to recap a little bit of our Tejas trip, because your boys played all week long, and I'm still
it
tired.
It was a crazy week. It was an insane week. Busy.
I flew in super late Sunday night. We essentially just played, and we're just like on a play date all week long.
Stuff. Yeah. Even though you were working and doing stuff.
Which work was dadgum brutal, unfortunately.
Ugh.
That was kind of a bummer, but
we had a good time, man. That was such a worth it trip.
That was so worth it. Super fun. And Jeff surprised me with NBA tickets.
Spurs! Oh, went to Spurs game.
We saw the Spurs beat the Zers. And that is the perfect transition to the NBA is popping off right now,
man,
brother.
It took a little bit, but it's rolling.
Yeah.
Rolling.
It's crazy.
Biggest surprise? What's the biggest surprise for you?
I don't know if I have a biggest surprise.
I do. You should have one. It should be the same as mine. The Cavaliers are undefeated?
That's not that surprising to me.
12-0? 13-0?
I mean, yeah, it's impressive, but like they started off super hot last year, too. And then
they're only like the 12th team ever to start 12 or 13-0 or something like that. Like, that's crazy. I mean, that's really how many teams and how many per season, and there's only been 12 or 13 of those instances ever in the history of the game. Like, I think Steph Curry and the Warriors was the one where they went like 20, 22 in a row.
Like 26.
26, something crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
To start the season. And then with the Heat, was how many in a row was it with LeBron and the Heat when they had like 24 games in a row?
I have no idea, actually.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't. I have blocked out those memories from my mind. Ever since I said I'm taking my talents to South Beach, I said, nah, I'm out.
27 game win streak with Miami.
Yeah, so
that's
call me
crazy.
Once they get back to 20, and then I'll be impressed.
To start, all right, so it's not surprising at all that the Cavaliers, who I never would suspect to even, I wouldn't even consider them to be in NBA Finals, are just 13-0 just because.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's impressive, yes, but like I'm not overly surprised, if that makes sense. Like it's a cool thing, but I'm not like blown away. It's not so far that I'm like baffled by it right now. What I am baffled by is Victor Wembanyama's 50 piece.
Oh, watched the whole game last night. Did not stop watching him.
And then, I mean, it was a bummer that
we could not stop looking at him.
I could not stop staring at him.
Oh, what do we was looking at him all the whole night. Man, it was such a, I mean, people said, oh, he's shooting too many threes and He's putting up too many threes and he's not efficient. And he went, you know what? I understand it now. And put up more threes. And the last three games, he has put up at least six threes a game made three games straight. He's only,
and they're not just
only
like
three people.
They're deep.
They're deep. He's shooting like 28 to 30 footers. And the only, since 2021, only three people have made six threes per game for a three game stretch. Can you name the three people that have
Steph
done it
Curry,
besides Wemby?
Dame
Curry?
Lillard, and Trae Young.
Nope, Trae Young. And who's the last one?
And
Not Dame. Come on, you know this.
Klay Thompson?
Klay Thompson. Those are the three. Nice job, dude. Here's your one mulligan.
I missed one.
Got it.
Yeah. We usually get a mulligan per round.
Speaking of mulligan, I did hit a hole in one at
dude.
Our disc golf.
Oh
had
my
to
gosh.
Be, had to be said.
So we played disc golf on
not
Tuesday.
Believe it.
At a local course near Jeff, named after our mob boss, Falcone.
Oh,
and then we played pickleball on Saturday with Devin, and then we played disc golf with Devin. We played three rounds at a mini disc golf course where the longest hole was 150 feet, and that was the very first hole.
Man.
And then we played on the big course as well that was there, but we played three rounds on a mini
the big
course,
boy course,
and Jeff got an ace.
Man, the only ace of the day. We did have some very close calls. And
yes.
Sadly, you guys weren't looking because it was like the third time we played the course. So you guys were just kind of
so we were just kind of
dinking
moving
around.
I mean, of all the holes, that was the one I did not expect to be aced.
It was such a weird tight window to hit it through. And I just kind of lofted
you're
it up
so
and
good
around.
At hitting tight windows.
Dude, I just put it right through the middle of that tight little window. It was really good.
Yeah, you like tight things.
It's, well, pretty little things.
Well, men in tights.
Well, meningitis.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
That's good, right?
That was a good win.
Thank you.
Okay, well, we got a Q-tip for you. And this one is a little bit of a thinker, but it's also kind of just a, how confident are you in your abilities? And, like, would you just dedicate yourself to this to get the prize? So, would you rather be given $1 million, just given $1 million, or be given $55 for every strike you bowl for an entire year, and you have a free lane to you 24/7, 365.
$55. That's such a
per
specific
strike.
Thing.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. $50 per strike. I apologize.
$50 per strike.
The math kind of breaks out. You need 55 strikes per day to eclipse that $1 million threshold, but you're given a lane. So you could kind of just like treat it as your job and just wake up and go get your 55 strikes or 60 or 70 or whatever you want to bowl in that day, or just be given $1 million.
Dude, I just think the time that it takes to do it, because it's so, that would be so time consuming to wait for a lane to bowl it. If
no,
I can get,
you don't have to wait for a
get,
lane. It's given to you. You have a free lane at your
disposal
24/7.
I mean, like, resets the pins and then the ball comes back to me and then I grab it and do it. My arm is going to get tired because it's a physical thing after doing it for a couple hours. You're not going to be throwing that bowling ball the same. So for me, I have a limit of like 3 to 4 hours a day or 2 hours at a time that I could do it. Even if it was my job, right? And I did $50 a strike. If I bowled, you know, for a few hours every day, and let's say I tried, my goal was to get 50 strikes a day, which is pretty crazy, right? 50 strikes a day.
Just depends on how good you are and how consistent you can be. And
that's what, $2,500, right? So that's $2,500 a day. If I bowled that for 100 days straight and I average that, right? $2,500, then that's $25,000. Right?
Yeah,
No,
that's
no,
what I'm
no.
saying.
250,000.
$50 a strike.
$250,000.
If you get 50 a day,
Yeah. $2,500.
that's $2,500. And if you do that for 100 days,
And that's 250,000.
that's 250,000.
So I would have to do that. I would have to
And
average
if you
more than
do,
that per day
well,
to eclipse the $1 million.
that's for 100 days.
Yeah, so 100 days is
So if you
250,000.
do 365, that gets you to be
That's not even a million.
912. Right,
It's
that's why I
not even
said.
$1 million.
You have to do 55 strikes a day to eclipse that.
Yeah, that's 7 days a week I have to be bowling that much. There's just no way I'm good enough. Even if I did bowl that much, there's no way I would get good enough to do it. Like, think of how long a game takes you by yourself. If I bowled
Dude,
three
they're pretty.
strikes a game, which would be really good, three
Yeah.
strikes a game, it would take me 10
10
games
minutes?
of, no, 10 games to get
Yeah, but how many
30
games could,
strikes.
how long would it take you to play one game? 10?
Maybe 10 minutes. Yeah, maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's pretty quick.
I would have to play 10 games to just get 30 strikes.
Okay, so
I'd have to
that's
pay
100 minutes. That's an hour and a half.
18 games, and I would have to average three a game. That's pretty high clip. I maybe am
I
lucky to get
mean,
two.
but also you're gonna get better.
Yeah, maybe.
You're gonna
But
get
I
better. And
have to.
also, what if you start going like left and then right? And so you just get become a great bowler with both
But
hands.
what if there's days that I don't want to bowl?
Yeah,
Then
then
I got to make it up. I don't want to have to
you
go
gotta make it
bowling for
up.
two, three. I don't want to have to bowl for 3 hours a day to get this. I'd rather just get the million because I also want to. We're going really deep on this one.
Yeah.
Pause. Deep diving here. I mean, just to make it worth it, I'd want, you'd want to have like 1.5 million for bowling other than the million right now. But if I invested that million right now, by the time the year hits, I should have made a couple hundred thousand from all my investments from having a million in the pot. So, like, it's almost not worth it. I'd rather just invest it, get the money now, and let it sit, and it'll make me money. And I don't have to lift a finger bowling every day. Bowling is more expensive than Topgolf now, which is absurd.
Well, you're not
It
paying for
should not
bowling. You have
be.
a free lane to you, but
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I don't even want to bowl.
okay, let's up the ante. Let's say it's
Okay.
$100. Would you
100
do it
bucks
then?
each?
$100 per strike.
$100 per strike, so we're
Just
doubling
breaking it
up.
down.
So,
If you bowl 10 strikes a day
well, that's 1.8 million for the
for
year if I
300
do the
three
same
for
pace.
365, that's 365,000 bowling
So
10 strikes
I
a
only need,
day.
oh yeah, I'd do that. I'd do that. I'd do that. For $100 a strike, I'd do that 100%
So then you
instead of the million
need,
now.
we'll say, if you
I'd only
bowl,
need like 30 strikes a day to get over the million, which would make it
if
worth it.
you
And
did
30 strikes a
50
day, I could do.
strikes a day for 365 days, that would be 1.825 million.
Yeah. And even if I didn't, even if I only averaged 30 a day, I'd still get over the million. But 30 is much more manageable thinking about it in a time span. If I'm bowling a couple hours after work or after something per day, or I go early in the morning and that's my workout.
Yeah.
And then just go work out for a couple hours before
You'd
work.
need 27 and a half to get
Yeah,
that
I could do that.
$1 million.
I
27 and a
could
half
do that.
strikes per day.
We've talked a lot about this bowling thing. This
It
has
is.
been very
It's
in-depth.
very, I think it's very interesting though, because
It
it's
could have
like,
been quick, but no, I wanted to give it the effort it deserved.
well, that's also what I wanted too. So thank you for appeasing me. I think I would be torn. Like, if would I still work my normal job if I was given $1 million? Probably.
Yeah,
But if I
because you're
viewed
like,
this,
with how
if
much
I
your
viewed this as
retirement
my
costs?
job, I would turn this in, I would like turn this into like media as well. And this would be my full-time job. And I would like make money doing this
Spend time doing this, yeah.
on top of the strikes that I'm making. I would get good right-handed and left-handed. I would have two lanes next to me so I could just go one left, one right, back and forth. So I'm not like waiting. I'm just being super efficient with my time. I go in and I bowl 100 strikes in a day, work my way through it, you know?
Yeah.
If you bowled 100 strikes a day for $100 per strike for 365, that's 3.65 million. That's pretty good.
Dude. Yeah, it's pretty good. If you
Yeah.
average that.
Or if you did 75. Oops. My bad. If you did 75 strikes a day, that's 2.74 million. That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Anyways, fun thought.
Wow.
I'm probably with you, though. If it were 50 bucks a day, breaking out how good I am now, it would be tough to commit myself to it. But like I said, I'd kind of just devote it to my job. Okay. What
Interesting.
is your fact of the week, Jeff?
Wow. Fact of the week has to do with basketball, as I am entrenched in it. This is also, let's give a shout out to one of the best times of the entire year is happening right now. It is glorious.
Well,
What
October.
are all the things? What are all the things happening right now that you love?
Thanksgiving.
Okay, so Thanksgiving time, the
Seeing
weather,
Jeff.
I mean, he's, ooh, that's a bonus.
Dude, I came home to a foot and a half of snow on my dadgum car. It took me 15 minutes to dig my car out.
I don't miss that at
And
all.
I don't have a shovel. So
Yeah.
I was just using a broom and
Just
like chopping off the ice. It was awful.
Yeah, don't miss, and especially in the cold, and you're just not wanting to deal with it.
Ugh.
No fun.
It was
that
no
part
fun.
of it stinks, but here it's beautiful. It was like 75 today. It was amazing. But it's the best time of year, dude. There's football two times. There's like, it's nearing the end of the college football, and you know, everything's ramping up, especially if your team's doing well, which ours is. Mine is.
Mine is.
You've got basketball, which is great. You've got NFL, which is, you know, past the midway point of the season. Things are really
You get
starting to
emotional,
shape
man.
up. My throat, just, you know, all that Taco Bell. Well, beans, the bean and rice burrito.
Careful.
Cheesy bean and rice. You get basketball, and then you get college basketball, which BYU is
Yeah.
also undefeated in college basketball. So you've got four different sports going on that I love, and I'll just keep up with it. And then we have the seasons are just right there. My birthday's in, you know, next Monday. So it's
Monday,
coming up, 30 baby. And yeah, so this
big
season,
boy
basketball, this is the fun fact, which you can take a guess at it before I tell you. The longest successful NBA shot in history was 89 feet. 89 feet long.
How long is the court?
Happened. I don't know how long. I think
100
the
feet?
court's like 100 and something. I just know an NBA 3 can get up to like 30 feet. So like,
94 feet.
yeah. So 89 feet. So just inbounded. What happened in 2001? There was 0.7 seconds on the clock when it was made in the end of the third quarter. Who was it that made the shot? And he has a very famous nickname that he went by. He was not a small man.
2001.
Yes, 2001. He was not small. He was a bigger dude. And he had a very famous nickname. He played for the Warriors.
I don't know.
It was Baron Davis.
What the heck?
Big Baby Davis.
You said, no, that's Glenn Davis.
Glenn Davis. Oh, sorry,
this
Baron
big baby
Davis.
Davis. Yeah, when you said he's not a big or he's not a guard, I was like, wait, who on the Warriors could that have been? Baron Davis was a guard.
He was a big boy, though.
He was a stocky brother, that's for
He was a
sure.
stocky guy. But yeah,
Well, he's a
on
John
89
Stockton.
foot shot. Well, he's a Pippi long stock.
Well, Scottie Pippen.
Well, that's a good one. I was
Michael
gonna say something,
Scottie.
Scotty. Ooh, well, beam me up, Scotty.
Well,
See, I could have
Scottie
done that.
Jeffrey Scottie Spangler.
Oh, well, Lincoln Scotty took.
Exactly.
Nice. Good ending.
Well, decent transition to my segment for us.
Oh.
I'm gonna share my screen, brother.
All right, let's see.
The
Let's see what you got
NBA
built
released
out.
their
Oh.
2024-2025 City Edition jerseys, and I wanted
So
to
many.
rank all these jerseys.
Man, so, that's how many to rank. What is it? 32, right?
30.
30? Okay.
NFL is 32.
That's right.
So there, I found this poll from last year.
Hey, this is cool.
Which
I love
is
these.
Like you take the whatever it is and you move it.
Put
and
in
what was
the
kind of
tier.
Interesting was that I saw the Blazers, I saw the Spurs, and I saw the Jazz from last year, and I was like, oh, it's pretty much the same as last year. And I saw the Pacers, and it's like, oh, it's pretty much the same as last year, but it's not. This is the last year's jerseys. So we're just gonna look at these, and then you're gonna rank them into tiers of S, A, B, C, D,
Okay.
F.
Okay, so S
So
tier and
we
then
will
A tier,
start
B,
first
C,
with
D.
the Hawks.
The Atlanta Hawks jersey. I mean, that's interesting. Do you want to do this
Yeah.
together?
Sure. We can do it collectively.
Okay. No, it's gonna be hard to match it up here.
Yeah.
Finding which one is which.
We got the
So,
ATL here.
man, they're so different. They went such a different route.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of an old, like a 70s kind of vibe.
I mean, I don't
I'm
hate
not
it. I think,
impressed.
yeah, it's you know, it's got a little bit of 70s, like the Jetsons vibe. So, I mean, I'd say that goes in like, I don't know, that's a B tier for me.
A B,
I
really,
like
that high?
B tier's decent. It's not a
I would have like
C.
bordered on like C to D.
No,
Because
I like it more than
like
that.
there should only be like one or two in this S tier. There should be a handful in A and probably a lot in B and C.
That's what I was saying. B, maybe C. Then let's put it in C. That's a good
Let's put
compromise for
C
us.
to start and then kind of see how we go.
Okay. I mean,
The
I like that blue.
Celtics.
I don't love the green on that.
Dude, I'm kind of digging it.
It's too basic. It's so
Especially
basic.
compared to like their last year's.
But I don't like it's too basic. Like, Like you could have done more.
Yeah,
For one of
they
the most
could have
iconic
done
things,
more
you could
for
have done
sure.
more.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's clean. I like how it's unique enough, but it's not like way too much, if that makes sense. That's just because like this, like it's very distinct. This is a City Edition jersey. It's not just an alternate jersey or something that they'll use regularly. Like this is just, I don't know, I thought it was cool. Unique for them. But where do you want to put that?
I mean, that can go in B tier. I think it's
I'm
good
leaning
enough.
B. I like it better than the Hawks.
Yeah.
Personally.
You
Let's
can roll with
go
that.
Brooklyn. Just cartoonish again. I get what they're doing. They're
Yeah,
leaning into like the
I don't
graffiti.
hate it either. I don't hate it, but it's just too much. There's too much
Well,
going on.
this was theirs last year. Look at that last year. It's like,
Also, that was like the kid design one.
yeah, and this is also like kind of kiddie, like,
Yeah. Well, it's more like
and it's also too much.
someone tagging a building, you know?
Yeah, but even that, it's like, I don't know. Like the back looks, and it just looks like a mess. I don't know. This is D tier for me.
Yeah, I can agree with you on that. It's just a lot going on.
Okay, cool. Charlotte Hornets. Their tagline for this was, "The Hornets are minted" or something like that.
You know what?
I think it's clean.
I do like it. I like that
Yeah.
pinstripe.
I don't like that
Charlotte's
it
good.
says that.
Yeah, whatever that is. The
that is
CLT.
that is a that is an
Could
inappropriate
be bad. Could be
reference
bad.
there.
Oh, there's.
I just imagine.
I do like the
I just
rest of it
imagine
though.
Lonzo making a three as a game winner, lifting his shirt up and biting it.
I just love to do that. You know what? Shout out to LaMelo Ball because he plays like he's playing at the YMCA. Like he just does whatever. It looks so carefree and
Yeah.
it's kind of refreshing at times. Other times I could tell I would be frustrating, but it just seems fun. He just doesn't care.
Yeah.
He doesn't care if he gets subbed out for a bad, you know, bad shot. He's like, eh.
Yeah, like I wouldn't want him to be my point guard, but I like watching his highlights.
Yeah.
Okay, where are we going with this?
I think that's an A tier. I like it a lot.
I agree. We're
I
on the
like the
same page.
color.
I like the color
It
too.
looks
It's
good.
like because they have that like teal, but this one's a little bit more mint too, and it's pretty clean, but it's also unique. These are the Bulls. I don't know how this relates to the Bulls that much.
I don't
celebrates the
either.
30th anniversary featuring fonts and colors inspired by the arena. Okay. I
The
think it's
green home of the Bulls.
super clean. I would have never guessed this was the Bulls jersey, but it's
It
super
just
clean.
seems faint, like it's very bleh, you know.
Like
It
it's.
reminds me of like the old school Wizards with the gold.
Yes. Love that
Like
for the. Like if this were
the
the
Gilbert
old
Arenas.
school. If this were the old school Wizards City editions, I'd be like, all right, that's cool. But
Yeah,
it is
but
a
for
little
Bulls,
bit
I don't
kind
know
of.
about it.
It is kind of bleh. Like I'm.
Yeah.
It's like cool, but also I'm not impressed.
That's like a D to a C.
I'm feeling C.
You can decide on that one. Yeah.
Help me find the bowls. I can't tell.
Hard to see here.
Yep, my bad.
Is it the zero? Chicago? In the far right, right there.
Right here.
That Rockets. Is that it?
No, I think that's the Pistons. All
We'll
right,
just leave it and remember it later. Yeah.
I'll find it. Okay, next we have the Cavs.
Oh, the land.
I actually think it's pretty cool. I
It's cool.
like
The side is cool.
the sides clean. I like that it just says the
Yeah.
land. The color is a throwback to
Well,
their.
and the land with the lines in it,
Yeah.
that's really clean.
Let's see. Art scene drawing from the Cleveland Museum of Art. Two-tone blue inspired by colored by numbers side panel.
Dude,
Because
I do
that's
like this
when they
light
had the
blue a lot.
old. This was like the blue that they had on the super old like 80s Cavs. But I think this is like an A tier jersey for me. I think it
This
looks
borderlines
clean.
S tier for me. It's going to be hard to beat out something like that. I
Yeah.
really like it. I like their switch up. I'd
Okay.
lean towards S tier, but A tier is safe. So if you
Okay.
want to wait, we can wait
Let's
and put
see.
it in
Let's
A.
put them in S to start, and then that'll be a
Okay.
barometer. So anybody else,
It's so different
because
from
we could
last
even just
year's.
like leave the S tier for like one or two jerseys,
Yeah,
but
I'd say
figured
maximum
out.
of three jerseys in S tier.
Yeah. Mavs. I love the logo, like the swirly on the S and the
Yeah.
M. I think that looks so good, but also it's like he just did a
It's
white
just
jersey.
it's a nothing burger. It's just a nothing. It's
Yeah.
just stripes on the side and it's
It
very
was
basic. That's
close
a
to being really cool.
Yeah, there's not enough to it. Maybe it'll be cooler in person, but
I
that's a
think it'll
C
look
for
super
me.
clean in terms of
That's
like
a
on the
C.
court. They'll probably do like a white out game, and I think that'll look sick, but I think the jerseys themselves aren't quite
Yeah,
it.
C tier for me.
Where are the old Mavs? Here we go. C tier.
Yeah,
Okay.
I'd lean
And
towards
we
C tier.
said that the Bulls were also C tier. I like the Mavs better than the Bulls. I'd almost put the Bulls in D.
Maybe. Nah, we'll wait.
We'll see. Okay, next we have the
The
Nuggets.
Nuggets.
Love this.
The side panel is fantastic.
The side panel is
I
what
do
saves it.
wish they didn't do the 5280 again. Like, I get it, but I wish you switch it up a little bit. I wish it was just the Denver on there. But
Yeah,
you
like
know,
if
the
it just
little
said
mountain
DEN, that might be
colors.
cool.
Yeah. But the colors are fantastic.
The
Can't I
colors
can't
are
say that
great.
enough. Love it.
I think that they took a clean white jersey and gave it enough splash to be good. I think
Better than the Bulls, yeah.
this is just barely missing to S tier for me.
I think this is A tier as well, yeah.
Yeah, like
I think it just is
it could have
lacking
been
just
slightly
barely.
better, just quite wasn't quite it, but is way better than our last year's jersey, that's
It
for sure.
definitely improved upon the last one.
All right, here's the Piston Cups. I
Pistons.
mean,
I know where they were going with this. I just don't like
bad
the color.
boys.
I don't like the color. I don't.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's it
They colored it
inspires me to be like,
bone. That's what they said, bone colored. That's
yeah,
inappropriate.
bone saw is ready.
Bone saw is
Yeah.
ready.
Wow, that was just like 1,000% more than what he does in the movie.
That's
Wow.
what we used to do all
It's
the
extreme. Brandon and I do that constantly.
Oh man.
Hey,
Let's see.
freak, yo!
Well,
You're going nowhere.
this is the Pistons from last year. This is probably the closest to an I mean I don't want to
The
give it an
logo
F.
isn't bad, but again, it's like it's a D for me, maybe.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like this is I like it
Ugh.
better than the Nets jerseys, I'll say that.
Yeah.
It's unique in the color, but it doesn't look great. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't love it.
I would wear a shirt that's this color all the time. I'd wear this as like a t-shirt, but as a
But
jersey,
for
I
a
don't know if I love
jersey,
it. Golden State, I
this
feel like
what's this
they
giving you the vibes of? What does this give
Nuggets.
you the vibes of? Yeah, the Nuggets. This looks just like the
Nuggets.
Nuggets.
Yeah.
Also, the G in golden is bothering me. I don't like that. It just looks wrong. Like, don't do that font.
Yeah, like I don't mind it, but also it's already another team's jerseys. So
I
like,
just think this is D tier, dude. I don't like it.
yeah.
I think they had so much potential. They
Yeah,
just
the
really
Warriors
blew it.
jerseys have kind of sucked the last couple of city editions.
That's really sad.
Houston Rockets.
All right, you tell me what you think.
I like this a lot, dude.
I like it. I like the
This
H
is
town. I like the highlight.
borderline S tier for me.
Dude, I just imagine Jalen Green just freaking dunking it with that jersey and just dunking on me. I mean, dunking it. He'd do it,
Oh,
dude. That'd be so cool.
whoa, whoa. Oh,
Some
wait. This is
Alperen
Detroit.
Sengun. Oh,
Wait.
there it is. Okay. Is
Ready to the Pistons? What is this one?
that the Rockets?
I don't know. We'll figure that out.
Very hard to tell.
That might where maybe that is the Rockets. It is hard. Oh wait, no, it's this one. H Town.
Yeah,
I'm
okay.
putting in an A tier for now.
Yeah.
I think I like it better than the land.
That's tough. It's
I see this and I think that's sick.
I like the H Town a lot. I think it takes up a plenty of the jersey and it you know, with against the white, it works.
Yeah. We'll leave it at an A. Pacers, same as last year's, just they flipped the white and black. Look at this.
And I like the blue.
This
Yeah, they
is
did.
C tier for me, man.
I mean, I actually think it's B tier, but because they basically just flipped it, the
That's
creativity
the
drops
only
it
reason
down.
it's C tier for me.
Yeah, it drops it down to a C because the creativity is lacking.
Yeah. Like I mean I do like I mean they literally kept the exact same font, the same everything on this. So it's kind of lame. Next we have the Clippers.
This is so boring. So boring.
And look at theirs
This
last
is
year. Like,
D.
they just suck.
That's a D tier, man. That's
It
yuck.
is D tier.
Just not good.
The Lake
Lakers.
Show. Don't like it.
So the gradient isn't bad, but the Lake Show stuff,
They've done the gradient before. I'm not a fan. It
well, with
doesn't
the
look good on
black,
the
it's better.
it doesn't look good on the court, though.
No, it doesn't look good on the court, but I think it's a solid C tier from what it is.
Dude, I'd
I
argue
think so.
D.
No, I
All
like it
right.
more than that. I like purple in general. It may not work super well, but I like it more than that.
All right, here's Memphis. I did their 50th anniversary of the ABA Memphis Sounds. Modern day next generation. I think it's okay.
It's okay. I don't
It's
love it right off the get-go. The bubble lettering is it's a little
yeah.
cool,
It's fun,
but
but also not amazing.
little, yeah.
It's a C tier for me.
I'd put it in C. Yeah. It's funny, there's not a lot of B tier ones that are like kind of there.
Yeah, where is Memphis? Well, I'm struggling to see some of these, but I think
Yeah, same. I can't
it's
tell
this
what
one. I
some of
think
these are.
it's that one. All
Okay.
right. Next we have the Heat,
Heat.
Red Heat
So
Culture.
basic. It's
Look
so
at theirs last year.
bleh.
Last year was black Heat Culture. They
It's
literally didn't
so.
change anything except for the color.
I just don't. What do you? What's your statement that you want to make?
This is an
Like,
F tier for
boring?
me.
Yeah. This is. It's so like they put it into an AI and they're like, what should we do? And
No,
AI
they
is like,
didn't. AI would be
culture.
better than this. They literally paid someone to do this for them.
Oh, I don't
It's
like
so
this.
bad. We got to put an F, right?
Yeah, I'll give it an F. It's just not,
It's
nothing
not
about it makes
anything.
me want to wear it.
Here are the Bucks.
Whereas the Bucks,
The this is the outline I saw is the shape of Wisconsin,
Okay, that's
which
a little
actually
creative.
looks like cool. Like their video that they did for it, I watched that and it looks pretty cool. They did the same color as last year, which I think is actually kind of
A
fun
little
that they
bit.
did the same
A little
color but
different.
like a changed jersey. I don't. This would be a B tier for me because it's cool, it's unique, but I'm not like They didn't nail it completely for me.
Giannis's, the actual jersey on the right, I like more than the concept that they made. I think it comes out better on the actual jersey than it does in the photo.
Yeah.
Especially the blue color, I like more.
Yeah.
So yeah,
Are you good with
B tier
B?
works. Yeah, B tier works for that.
All right, dope. Minnesota Timberwolves.
Dang, man. I like it. I
I do
like it.
too.
I like it. I like
It
the
is.
shattering
It, and I
and
like
the
that it's kind of
black on
like
top.
shattered on the back too, a little bit.
But it makes the word stand out, but then the front's got the dark and then the height, the letter, the numbering with the black outline to stand out. It just,
Yeah.
it works. It works. That's got to be A tier.
Yeah, I agree. So Minnesota again with another A tier. Which one's Minnesota? Shoot. I think this one's Minnesota. We'll go A tier for
Yeah.
Minnesota.
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh, this is the district.
That's Washington,
Did you
D.C.
already do the Wizards or no?
No,
Yeah,
I don't even
we
know
did the
Wizards yet.
Wizards.
We did?
No, we
I
didn't.
don't remember.
You
Yeah.
said that the Bulls looked like the Wizards. That's what it
That's,
was.
yeah, that's right.
All right, cool.
So
Next
that
we
one,
have
just really clean Minnesota.
the Pelicans. What are we
If
doing
only
here?
this green
Here, guys?
didn't look like diarrhea poo poo.
What is this,
Like,
Scooby-Doo?
I don't. I mean, I get that they have what the bones. Is that what that is? The bones on bones, but that's what it is, right? Those little the pictures on the jersey.
Yeah.
And so, what does it say about it? What does it say
It
that the
celebrating the Dia
reason they
de
did the jersey?
Muertos.
Is that what it is?
No
The herring
ball.
bone. Herringbone pattern. Interesting.
Dude, you can hear it in my bone
Whoa. Yeah,
pattern.
you know, it feels like there's too much going on, and they had a decent concept, but
It's
they
like a
didn't execute.
Halloween jersey.
Yeah, reminds me of like caramel apple, like the bright green against that. I'm like,
Try this juicy caramel apple.
that's a C borderline D.
I'm gonna go D just for
Jersey.
the failure on it.
Yeah.
Where is Nola?
Is it in the middle? The green one?
Probably.
Feel like that's the one. Because it
Yep.
has the
Oh,
same.
yep. There you
Yeah,
go.
it is
Nola.
Nola. Yeah, you can see it.
All right. Next we got the Knicks. Love this.
Dang, dude. Love
Love
it.
this.
Love it.
Bang.
Could not have. I just think it was perfect.
The problem is this just needs to be their regular uniforms.
Yeah, it should be. This pinstripe
Yeah.
look is fantastic.
Especially compared to their last year City Edition, like
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just it's so
I love it
clean.
a lot. It's the
I love
only
the
orange jersey I
pinstripe.
really like.
It's like the Yankees pinstripe, New York.
The thin ones. Era of
Knicks and
late
Kith.
90s, 2000s.
Yep,
Yep.
I like it a lot. I'm going S tier for me so far.
Okay.
What about
I'll
you?
agree with you. Yeah,
Okay.
I'll agree with you on that.
Bet. All
I don't have any notes.
right, here's the Tundra.
Interesting concept, similar to the Golden State Warriors colors here.
I will say
The blue is a
they
little
pretty much
much.
just
I don't
took
like it.
their old sponsor, Loves, and they turned that into a uniform.
Okay.
Doesn't it just look like the Loves logo?
Yeah, it's kind of. I don't know. They're doing too much. They did too much with the side with the
I
blue.
think it's cool. If
I don't
this were
think it
my team
works.
City Edition jersey, I'd be like, yep, I'll accept it.
Yeah, it's not anything special. Again,
Based
it
on
feels
where
very
we put
middle of the
everybody else
road.
at, C and D, like this one feels like a borderline BC to me.
It could be B, maybe if it works better on the front of it, if I saw it, but my
Should we go
gut says
C?
C, but B could be it. I
Let's
don't know.
go C just because it is kind of similar to the color scheme from last year too.
Yeah.
Not anything amazing. And then the Magic. I like the idea and the concept. I don't know how well it's going to look on the court, though. That's my
Yeah,
biggest
it
fear
looks
with
a little
this.
busy with the Magic logo itself. I'm like,
Because it's a basketball net.
yeah, which is cool. It's really
But
unique.
also, like, it could be a flop.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know how I
Platinum
feel about this,
armor,
honestly.
textured base, and gothic script.
It's so
Retro
strange
Star.
because I want to like it,
The
but I
more
don't
I'm
like it
looking
as
at it, the
much as I
less I
think.
like it. I'm going
It's
C.
just, Yeah. C tier is, I think, where it deserves to be because it's neither here nor there of like good
Yeah.
and bad. It just feels like,
Yeah.
You know,
Let's see,
it's a
what's this
higher
one
end
say?
C tier with creativity.
What does that one say? Can you read it?
Is that the Cavs?
Feel like this one is the Pistons, but it's not because we already know that
It's hard
this
to
is
tell.
Detroit.
I guess we'll see as we go. Well, once we
Yeah.
eliminate some and we look for it, then we'll.
Yeah. Okay, here's the Sixers. Like it a lot.
It's good. It's good. The colors on the
See?
side. I like this 70s style again.
Yeah, we
Feels
have
good.
four different, like, all white jerseys, or like mostly white jerseys so far between the Bulls, the Mavs, the Nuggets, the Rockets, the Pacers, the Wolves, and now the Sixers. Bulls and Mavs completely flopped it. Indy just didn't do anything different enough from last year. But then the Rockets and the T-Wolves and the, like, if you're going to take a white jersey, you need to have it accent strong enough to be cool and to be, like,
Yeah.
unique. So I really like this one. I don't know where I'm feeling A. I don't know about
I'm
you.
feeling A tier. Yeah.
Like, someone could
Really
probably
like it.
sell me on B, but I'm feeling A. And which one is it? All right, I'm gonna have to look it
Did
up.
we already grab the Sixers?
2023, 2024, NBA City Edition jerseys.
You can just say the Sixers City Edition.
Well, I'm gonna look up all of them.
Oh, here we go. You can zoom in.
Detroit, let's see, what's this one? Once again, I
Is that
can't
the one?
tell. Brotherly Love. That's what this one is. This is Brotherly Love. So I'm going A tier
Oh,
for this
okay.
guy.
Okay.
City of Brotherly Loves. And then I still can't tell what that one is. Oh, it might be the district. Yep, the district. So it's the Wizards, which we said was what did we say the Wizards was?
With the stripes?
No.
Did we
Sorry.
do it? I thought we didn't do it. Oh, we didn't do it yet.
Oh, it was the Bulls that we didn't put up there. What was the Bulls from
Yeah.
last year? Did the Bulls even do one?
Yeah. It's the Madison.
Chicago.
It's
There we
the
go. So
Chicago
it's
down the
this one.
left.
And we said that they
Yeah.
were a D. Yep. Okay. Cool.
You said C, I think.
Now let's leave them in D. There's enough.
Okay.
Pause.
The
All right. Next is the Suns. I love this.
okay. I think on the right it looks better, but I don't love it.
Okay, maybe I shouldn't say I love it. I think they did a good job with this. There are obviously ones that are better. This screams B tier to me, though.
This is B tier. Yeah. I don't love it, but I don't hate it.
It's super clean
It's
to
good. It's
me.
good enough. It's good enough.
It's super clean. It's unique enough. I like the old school colors with it. It's like Charles Barkley era, but also like a little bit of a twist to it. I've always been a sucker for the Suns' old logos, though. So,
True. We did talk about that one.
okay, big fat fart from my team.
Dude, I mean, they kept the Rip City, but besides that, like,
Oh, this is terrible.
The squares are just like unnecessary for this. I don't love
I
that it distracts
hate
from the rest of the
this.
jersey.
This is an F tier for me. And I'm a Blazers fan.
What were they trying to do?
I don't know. I mean,
What does it say?
they're trying to do like the
Modern
plaid.
flair, plaid heritage. Yeah, no, it doesn't work.
It doesn't. Plaid does not work on a jersey.
Mount Hood's silhouette?
So they do that on the side of the shorts. That part's really cool.
Oh. That is one part of this that's underrated is some of the shorts, like the Spurs ones, which we'll get to.
And like the
The Spurs shorts
waistbands.
look really cool compared to the jersey. I like the shorts more.
Yeah.
So like some of them are like that.
Okay. Where do
But
you
this
rank this?
jersey is a stinky. It's a D tier for me, but if you want to drop it to F, I won't argue.
I have to throw it in F. Sorry, guys, you failed.
Failures.
I might be a little bit hypercritical, but also just like, come on, guys. This is
Well,
not,
hypocrite.
it doesn't look good. I saw Scoot wearing this. It doesn't look good. All right, Kings.
Sacramento looks like the Sixers jerseys.
Does look like the Sixers
Like they're
jerseys.
normal jerseys. And it's like,
I believe this was, where were they before Sacramento? Kansas City Royals?
Were they?
Cincinnati Royals.
Cincinnati.
And that was, this was their color with the Cincinnati Royals. So I like the history
I
behind
like the
it.
lettering. The lettering is good.
I like the stripe on the side. It's solid.
Very,
But
it's just
it's
basic.
not,
It's very
it is
basic.
basic. It's a C for
It's a
me.
C-tier. C-tier, yeah.
Yeah. Kings in the C tier with everybody else. Next we have the Spurs. Spurs fan, tell us.
I know they did it. It's basically, it's really similar to last year. Nothing really changed, which I wish they did a little bit more. You can see that it's barely different.
I loved last year's jerseys. They were some of my favorite that they've ever done.
With the orange, the brown. You know, I do like the Fiesta jerseys more than these because this is like very cowboy Alamo-esque. The shorts are way better, but it's like the Talavera tiles and the Spanish architecture. That's like, I get it. But again, this is like a C tier for me. Like, it's not my favorite. It's not worse. They've had much worse ones before.
We'll see their new ones. Why is it going to
Oh,
friggin'
right there. You missed it. You just
shopping?
missed it.
These?
Bottom left. No, left, bottom left.
Those
Right
are
there.
tight, actually.
Yeah,
that's
those are
pretty
way,
cool.
I like them a lot. So
Okay.
the shorts are better, but it's a C tier top of the jersey.
Yeah. I personally would actually give this a B because I think
With
the
the shorts,
color,
it's a B. By
well,
itself,
I think
it's.
the color pops too. It's a unique enough color. You know that it's a City Edition jersey. They were super successful with this last year. It's like, you don't need to be overly crazy with it. You need to have enough accent to make it stand out. I think this is a B for me.
Okay.
And since it's your team, I'm going to give them a B.
Giant B.
And then the Raptors. I think we got two more.
Dude, you want to hear something crazy?
Yes.
S tier. S tier for me.
What?
Having that there and the kind of the weird stripes on the back, but having the Raptor doing the Vince Carter between the legs, you can't tell me that doesn't go extremely hard.
The 24 and the Raptor does. I don't love the black. I wish it were white.
I don't think it would. I don't think it would look as good with white. I
Really?
think the red and the purple against the black looks better
Wow.
than the
Okay.
white would. That's if you want to put it in A tier, if that's what you voted
Hey,
for. But
we
I
can give it
love
an S.
it.
I said there
I
were probably
love
three
it.
jerseys that we can put an S. So I would have
I
given it an
love
A
it.
tier solidly, but I think an S
It's
is
just
acceptable.
the best route they could have gone.
Yeah. I mean, that I love the 24 right next to it too, and I like that he's wearing the Vince Carter jersey.
Oh yeah, so good. So good.
Next we have the Utah Jazz's alternate jerseys. Oh wait,
Yeah,
no, this is their City Edition
it's
jersey.
just the same. It's very similar to last year. Almost no change. Still looks good.
It looks great. It's not a City
But
Edition
it's just
jersey.
not a City Edition. It feels very just basic for them.
Low key, this
And
is an F.
sad to say, no, it's not an
No,
F.
this is an F because this is literally their last year alternate
No,
jersey.
but we're rating the jersey itself too, and the jersey itself is a B tier jersey. I really like the purple, the mountains. It's a
But
B tier jersey,
look at their last year's jersey. It's the same effing thing.
But the last year's jersey I would have rated an A, so I think dropping it
Correct.
down to a B tier is
Correct,
fair.
but they used the jersey all year long. Look at this. This is their jersey last year. This is their jersey this year. The only difference is like the gradient here, but they did the same blue
Yeah.
thing. They have the same
It is
shit for
so
the
similar.
buttons. It's so
It's so
annoying.
sim. It's basically the same.
This
So
just
yeah, we
needs
can
to be
drop it
their
to a
normal
C.
jerseys.
Let's just put it in C then.
We'll give it a
Yeah,
B.
because it would be a B tier, but because they did so bad. No, C
Stupid
tier. That's a
pieces
C
of
tier.
crap. All right, we're
It's a
giving it
C
a C.
tier. Drop it down
And finally,
because of
we
that.
have the Wiz. Not impressed.
Yeah, the district part's decent, and I like the numbering. But the gray outline, kind of the weird texture,
I like
also not a huge fan.
like neck and shoulder like being
Cut
different and
outs.
like using that, but like this color doesn't look good as a jersey. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, it's kind of bland. This
This
is
is
a
pretty. This
D.
is a D.
D tier.
And that's it.
Wow, look at
Boom.
that. That's a solid pickup.
We did it. We
You
did
know
it.
what? That's really solid.
Well, that was fun. We maybe
Yeah.
rambled on a bit, but
We
I
did.
think
We were taking our time.
I love these. I love analyzing them. I think they're super fun. Shout out to the Knicks and the Raptors and the Cavaliers for being in the S tier. And then we got the Hornets, Nuggets, Rockets. Dude, Rockets actually.
They're so good, man. They could be
I kind
S
of want to
tier.
put it
They could be S
over
tier.
the. Looking at it now, I kind of want to put it over the Land.
Okay, do it.
All right, let's do it. Land goes in A.
Swap them. Yeah.
And
There's the
then.
H Town is so good.
What was this one again?
What was that? The. I don't remember.
Wasn't the district. It was. Is it Brotherly Love?
Might be, yeah. I think that's the Sixers.
Brotherly. Yeah. What was the Sixers jersey? Because you
it was
pushed for
okay.
it to be in the A tier. Oh, no, no, no. This is
Yeah.
clean. This is great. This
Yeah.
is a great jersey. Love the old school lettering.
Yeah, when the
Solid
colors,
jerseys,
yeah.
yeah. So shout out to the S and A tiers for being successful. That's only seven, or no, eight that we considered
In the
actual
top
successful.
threshold.
So less than a third of the teams in the NBA had good
And then we
jerseys.
also had nine at the B and F tiers. So
1, 2, 3, 4,
look at that.
5, 6, 7. Yep. And
Oh, eight.
and a bat chunk in the C tier, meaning they missed the mark, but it wasn't so bad that like it was poop.
Yeah.
What was poop was my freaking Trailblazers in the Heat. So
that's unfortunate.
Yay, good job, guys. So dumb. So dumb.
I like looking at those now though, before we start to see the jerseys.
Yeah.
And plus like the NBA Cup playoff things are gonna be starting, the normal play. Gonna be
And
good.
we might have our opinions change as they wear them, but oh well, that was fun.
Dude,
All right.
fun. Yeah.
What do you got for us, Jeffrey?
I have I've never done this before. We're gonna do it. It won't take very long, which is actually I think a good thing because that segment took longer.
And so did my Q-tip.
And your Q-tip, it was a very lengthy Q-tip pause.
Pause.
So, resume.
Resume.
We're going to play a couple mini speed round games, okay? It's just like 1 minute, each of them. I think there's three of them, okay? But it's going to be a test of your knowledge. It's not too crazy, but you get a minute to kind of think through the thoughts and you're like saying it out loud, okay?
Minutes win it.
So you have a minute to guess the things. And so the first game, you're going to have three. There's going to be three things you need to guess. Okay. There's three answers to this question. All right. And I'll start a timer. You can just talk through your answers. You don't have to wait till the minute's over to guess. You can just be guessing as you go and try to see if you can get it within the minute. Okay.
Which shout out to Jeff for showing me the connections, the daily connections game. It's addicting.
Is that your
I
thing
love it.
now? Is that your thing? I forgot to do mine today. I need
I'm
to
not
do it tonight.
amazing at it, but I'm pretty good at it. Also, the world today.
I hated that. I hated that. Hated it.
Uvula?
Awful, awful that it was.
Four. I got it in four.
Ugh. I got it in six. Once
at
I did
least
a
you
V.
got it.
I did a V with my fifth word, and I was like, it's got to be. There's
Yeah.
nothing else this could be.
Yep.
Terrible.
It was a rough
W.
one. A rough one.
Okay. So you'll have 1 minute on the clock, okay? And I'll
Okay.
tell you the question, all right? So once I tell you, I'll say starting now, and then you'll have a chance to kind of think through your thoughts.
Okay.
Okay. There are three cities that have an MLB team, a football team, and a hockey team.
Hockey.
But do not have a basketball team. What are the three cities that have all three of those but do not have a basketball team? Your time
You said,
starts.
okay, so
Go ahead.
baseball, hockey, and football, no basketball.
No basketball, but they have all
Okay.
three of the others. So you can be saying them out loud, and I'll tell you yes or no as you go.
Thinking through it. Hockey. No basketball. It's hard because we were just talking basketball, so that's where my mind is going.
What ones have football, hockey, and baseball, but no basketball?
Kansas City doesn't. St. Louis doesn't have football. Nashville, Tennessee. There's not a baseball Tennessee team, is there?
No.
Cincinnati. Does Cincinnati have a hockey team? No. Oh, my gosh.
15 seconds.
Buffalo.
Nope.
Sabres. Freaking dude, wait, hold up. Why can't I even
get one of these?
Why can't I even get one? Seattle.
One used to,
Seattle's
Seattle
one of them.
Is one.
Seattle's
they
one
used
of them.
To have a basketball team, but don't anymore. They have all three.
I'm trying to think where NBA teams aren't. Let's go with the Jacksonville? No, Tampa.
Tampa, correct.
Tampa,
nice job.
Seattle.
Tampa, one more. This one should be the obvious
and
one.
And this one should be the obvious one?
This is the one I thought you would get right away.
MF, dude.
Big time major sports here. All three of
Pittsburgh.
them are major. Pittsburgh,
yes!
correct. So Pittsburgh, Seattle, and Tampa.
I didn't get it in a minute, did I?
No, you didn't. That was like 2 minutes. But
Ugh.
It was
that
cool
was
to
fun,
see you
though.
go through it. It's really tough because you're like, wait a minute.
Oh.
Yeah. So you want to get it.
Once
So
I got Tampa, it was so hard because I was stuck on I was going immediately to all the NBA teams first.
Yeah.
Dang.
Okay. I'll do this one. Okay. So that's a fun
Sorry.
one. But
Sorry
you,
for
at least
failing,
you got
everyone.
them. You got it. You just didn't get it in the minute, but you still got them. You didn't give up. And you were through it. It was nice. Yeah, isn't it weird to think of? There's only three, though. Three major cities that have them.
Well, I mean, it just
Okay.
shows that there's room for the NBA to expand.
There is. Okay, this is the second one. I will give you a minute and a half. This one's a little bit longer. There's a couple more answers, questions on this.
Okay.
But I feel like a minute and a half is reasonable for this one. Okay. I'll start the time once the question. So, these are NFL QBs. Okay. I am going to give you the initials of these QBs, and you're going to tell me the QBs. And if you don't know one, you want to skip to the next one.
Do I have to tell you the college they played for?
No, you just have to tell me the
QB. Do I have
to
to tell you what
their
position
name.
They were drafted in?
No.
What round they were drafted in?
This will be tough enough.
Their hometown?
Nope.
How many
None
kids
of
they have?
those. Yes. Philip Rivers, how many kids does he have?
17. No, he has 10.
15.
I think
Probably
he has
nine,
10.
maybe had his 10th kid.
Because if he has one more, he could build a full roster or a starting
That's right.
offense.
Starting offense, yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy. His wife has been pregnant the entire career that he's had in the NFL.
That's nuts, dude.
Constant, all the time.
I mean, he's got enough money to pay for nannies and all that stuff, but whatever.
Okay, your time starts now. J.W.
James Winston.
Correct. B.N.
B.N.?
Mm-hmm.
N.N. Bo Nix.
Bo Nix is correct. Hey, C.
Casey?
Mm-hmm. Casey. Quarterback.
Case Keenum. No. Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins is correct. D.C.
Derek Carr.
Derek Carr is correct. J.D.
J.D.?
Mm-hmm.
Jaden Daniels.
Correct. J.L.
JL?
Mm-hmm.
JL. JL. Jordan Love.
Jordan Love's correct. Hey, M.
KM? KM?
Mm-hmm.
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray's correct. Last one, DM.
DM.
9 seconds. You can do it. DM. Time's up. What's your final
Dang
guess?
it. DM. Give me a conference.
I'm gonna say AFC. Are they
All
AFC
right,
North?
AFC. DM. AFC North.
He's young.
Not Browns. DM.
He's young.
AFC North. Not Browns. Not
Is it AFC North?
Bengals. Not
Is it
Ravens.
AFC? Sorry. Who are the
AFC
Where
East.
are the Dolphins conference?
AFC East.
Then it's AFC East.
Oh, Drake May. Brick!
Drake May.
Ugh!
Young Buck. Dude, that was the last one, too. You were flying through it. You were flying through it. You had it. It's just, he's the rookie. That was the tougher one since he's a rook. I mean,
Dang.
Bo Nix is a rookie, too.
And I
And
got
so is
Jaden
Jaden
Daniels,
Daniels.
too. Frick.
Yeah. But, dude, Drake May, the one stumper.
Good segment.
That's a tough one. All right, last one. Okay, last one.
Yep.
There are three NFL logos that are symmetrical. Name the three logos.
Cowboys, Colts.
Cowboys and Colts, you got those quick. What's the last one?
Saints.
How did you? Oh my god!
Yes!
That was
Let's
crazy.
go.
How did you do that? That took you 17 seconds. That was so insane. Wow. Good job.
All right.
Dude, that was so freaking quick.
I
would not
I
have.
saw it. When you said symmetric, when you said NFL logos, I went,
Just in your
I just like
mind.
Rolodex in my mind, each of the conferences and divisions. And then you said symmetrical. And I was like, okay, it's not any of the animals, right? Like, it's not
Yeah.
like, it's not the Bengals, Ravens, Falcons, Dolphins. It's not any of those. It's not Chiefs or Packers or Giants or 49ers that aren't logos that are like letters and stuff. And then, like, it's not the Jets, even though the Jets is like almost kind of close, but it's not symmetrical because you can't cut it in half. And then I was like, okay, it's like Cowboys, they're a star, Colts, they're a horseshoe, and then the fleur de lis.
Dude, impressive. I was not expecting you to hit those so quickly.
Well, good.
Yeah, that was
Dude,
really good. I
give
mean, if
me
you want to,
all of those. I love
you want to
those
do a
types of
bonus?
trivia.
Do you want to do a bonus one real quick just to
I
see?
love a bonus.
Okay. This one's fun. I'll give you a minute and a half on it. Okay. There are six NFL logos with a cheek on them.
A what?
A cheek.
A cheek.
Cheek. Okay. Name the six that have a cheek on them.
What do you mean by a cheek?
A cheek. Like
Like a
this cheek
human
right here.
cheek or a cheek of an
No,
animal?
not human. A cheek. Whether it's animal or human or whatever, whatever, a cheek. Okay.
Okay, will you tell me if I cross them off?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Okay, Jaguars. Is that one of them?
Jaguars is correct. That's one.
Panthers.
Wait, Jaguars? Did I get that? No, Jaguars is not one of them. On the
Okay,
logo, there's
so
no.
not.
Sorry. So not Jaguars, but Panthers, yes.
Wait. Oh, Panthers, yes?
Panthers, yes. It's a
Okay.
panther, the face of the
Cardinals.
panther. No.
Seahawks.
No.
Ravens.
No.
Falcons. Rams.
No. No.
What?
No.
Broncos.
Broncos, correct. That's one. There's two of
Bills.
them.
Nope.
No.
Hold on. Wait, I've got two out of six.
Two out of six.
Buccaneers. Raiders.
Buccaneers, you got. Raiders, you got.
It's not
So two more.
49ers. Vikings.
Vikings, you got?
Not Packers.
One more.
Not Lions? No, not Lions.
No.
Not Falcons. Not Browns. Bengals? No.
Not Bengals.
Not Steelers, not. Not
Tough, huh?
Not Bears?
Not Bears.
Oh, frick.
Nope. Oh, that's the
Not
timer.
Texans. Dang it.
A minute and a half.
Hold on.
That's
I'm
the
going to get
last
this.
one.
I'm going to get this.
This is a human face.
It's not the Giants, not Jets. I got Buccaneers and Raiders. Not Titans. Not Niners.
You've crossed out a lot of them.
I
There's only like
know.
two or three teams you haven't named yet.
Not Chargers.
Not the Chargers. This is a tough one. But it is a
Okay,
human
hold on.
face.
Okay, so it's not Seahawks, Cardinals, Rams, or Niners. Not Chiefs, Broncos, Chargers. We got the Raiders. So that's AFC and NFC West. AFC South, Colts, Texans, Titans, Jags. It's not any of those. Right? Okay, NFC South, Saints, Buccaneers, Falcons, Panthers. And you said Panthers is one of them?
Panthers is one of them.
Okay, that's so random.
It has his mouth open.
Yeah.
And it's got the cheek right here.
It's got like a little like mark
it's
on
got
it.
the line of the cheek. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's so funny.
Like the ones that are on here have cheek lines.
Oh, it is the Dolphins.
It's not the Dolphins.
No?
Different
Okay.
cheek line on the Dolphins.
Dolphins, Bills, Patriots. Fudge.
It's the, if I can see, there it is. The little cheek.
Fudge.
See that?
Oh, I'm so dumb.
Look at the little cheekbone.
Oh,
dude, it was right there. You were there. You
right
almost
there.
Had it before the timer.
Drake May and the Patriots were the last two that I missed on both of those.
The most forgettable franchise.
Freaking crap. And
dude,
I like,
isn't that fun though?
That's so
That's
fun. I
fun.
love all of that stuff.
There's a lot more. I've got a bunch of those.
Dope. I'll bring it up again.
Got a bunch of those. Okay. Fun.
Well,
Nice job.
speaking of faces, I have mentioned this draft to you before, Jeffrey. And this draft is, I gave Jeff a couple of choices as to the type of draft you want to do. If you want to do food, like personal, everyday life, or like media type stuff. And Jeff chose the media option. So today we are drafting cartoon dogs.
Oh, cartoon
I
dogs.
did mention this to you
Wow.
before.
Wow. Cartoon dogs.
Yep. And
side note,
per
real quick,
oh, sorry.
I can hear, because I'm doing it in the guest room, that beeping sound that's outside. I can't believe that you slept in here with that and that you did. Dude, it is driving me nuts to have headphones in. That's insane. I would have complained till the dogs came home.
I fall asleep to podcasts, so.
Dude, it's crazy loud, and it's coming. It's from outside. So
is
when
it
I got
really?
home yesterday, I was outside and I could hear it out there, and it's louder. It's
I'd
something
rather
like
have
outside on
that
the
than the
building.
light, though.
True. It's still annoying. Every so
It
often,
is.
I just hear it go. It's
And
really
it's
annoying.
so faint.
Yeah, it's just in the background.
That's funny.
Okay,
Okay,
well,
so
if
do you
I'm going
want
to
the
choose
first
who
or the
goes
second
first,
pick?
I want the first pick.
Screw you, because there's an
I
obvious
want the
number
first.
one.
I wanted the first pick. There's
Dang
so
it,
many.
Jeff.
There's just, man, there's so many good ones.
Yep.
I'm going to struggle, man. I'm going to struggle with this.
Well, if you need to pull up a list while I am going through my first and
I'm pretty
second
good.
picks.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good. But my first pick should be obvious. It's the one that everyone should go through. But
It
I do the
is.
impression. I do the impression all the time, too.
You do.
Yeah.
Right?
That's Ruby Dooby Doo. Dude, the movies, honestly, the actual like ones where they the
The
live
live
action.
action, so
It's
good.
crazy because that's the best thing I've ever. That's the best way they could do it. They couldn't do it any better. It was perfect. I'm fine with the tacky, weird stuff with animation because they got him exactly right.
They killed it.
Love Scooby-Doo.
Frick
Like,
you, man.
right? Raggy.
I was hoping that there was a chance you would take the 2-3 turn. But oh man.
It's
Well,
so good.
that's the clear and obvious number one. So good job. We'll give you that.
I
I'm
had to
gonna
pick it.
go with what's maybe not even gonna be on your list, but is 100% true to my heart and is my clear and obvious number two, and that is Bandit from Bluey. The
Wow,
dad.
see, and I never watched Bluey, but if for people who do
The
watch
dad.
Bluey, sure. That really works.
Bandit is the father that we all want to be. He's the best.
That's really good.
He's the best
Know what?
dog dad there is. Also, I can't believe you haven't even commented that I've been standing this whole time.
That's why it looks different. Something felt different this whole time. Like, I was like, why does it look like the angle? And I had to change my camera angle so it looked more
That's so
like
funny.
that.
Okay, well, there's truthfully so many different options here. You can go classic, you can go niche. I'm gonna go classic because I went a little niche already, and I'm gonna go with Pluto.
Pluto. Good old
He's a
Pluto.
solid player. He's
It's
never gonna
funny
be too
because
flashy. He's not gonna take away from my team, but
Goofy.
he's gonna add to it.
Is Goofy a dog?
So
Is Goofy a mouse? What is Goofy?
there is drama
Speculation.
in the league about this. Some have accused Goofy of being a cow.
What?
I tend to see their
Huh.
argument on it. For Pluto to be a clear and obvious pet dog, and then for Goofy to also be a dog does feel a little bit peculiar. Because they play in the same movies. They play in the same shows.
Yeah.
So I think consensus call him a dog. I don't want to draft him as a dog, truthfully.
I
Just
yeah, I don't
doesn't
think I could in good conscience.
it doesn't feel right.
Doesn't fit the dog for me.
Which is why I'm taking
Too
Pluto.
humanized. All
I
right.
needed a classic pick, and you already won
Yeah.
the draft, so like screw
No, that was clear and obvious, so that's not going to be the difference maker.
you.
Everyone's expecting that.
Yep.
This is where the draft is won, rounds two and three.
This is where you're gonna kill it. Maybe.
I think so. I have a good idea of where I want to go with this.
Okay, well, you
See
got
if it's
your two and
available.
three picks here.
There's so many good ones, but I also love characters that have a lot of screen time. That you develop a relationship with, or you're like, yeah, I actually really like their personality. They're not just a sidekick. And in a couple of them, they are one of the main characters. And in this one, I grew up on it, really creepy, but that's Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Oh, gross.
His courage is awesome.
No, he's
Some
not.
of the creepiest things, but Courage, man, that dude, I mean, with
Dude, that show
Miriam
is
and
so abstract that like it's not even reality. It's just him with anxiety.
but it's, I mean, think about it. That was like an adult show for our kids, which is
I never
crazy.
watched it because it was too creepy and weird.
I know, but that's all I think of. And I think of Courage, man. He's just Miriam and what's the old crotchety dad's name or whatever?
You could have saved that to
Grandpa.
the last pick.
Nah, I mean, I wanted it. Didn't know if you were going to take it. But this is where I think this pick also deserves underrated, extremely underrated.
I have it written down for who I think you're taking.
Do you? Is it, do they partner with the main character? Is it a main character and the dog together?
Kind of.
Okay,
He's
well,
almost like
this
his
one
own
is
sideshow. So never
maybe, maybe
mind.
not.
Never mind. You're
I
not
don't
going
think it's
there.
that one. No. I'm going with, surprise, love it, Wallace and Gromit. I'm going with Gromit,
Great. It's a
who
fine pick.
is, he's got such a good personality and on the movies. Wallace and Gromit, man, It is really entertaining.
I've only seen one of those.
And Gromit, he's just like a human, but not. You
Yeah,
know?
it's just
He
David
does all the
Wallace
human
and
things.
Gromit.
David and Gromit. Love it. Love me some Gromit. So good.
Definitely deserving of being
So good.
taken. Wasn't on my list, actually.
I know who you were thinking of. I know who you're gonna pick though. 100%.
I'm gonna go to a side character with so much personality that he almost steals the show.
Yeah.
I'm going with Max from The Grinch.
No, I did not see that, but the
Yeah,
Grinch is
baby.
very, that's very on par with your takes. You love
Yep.
the Grinch and in turn you love
Love.
Max.
Max
Max
is such a
King.
good character.
Go get him,
Rongo.
Max. Rongo.
That's not a chew
That's very
toy.
good. Dude,
Okay, so
good pick, you know? I wouldn't have thought
I
about it,
got
but
Bandit, Pluto, and Max. So I've got the dad that I want to be, the like silly pal, and then also like the supportive, like help me get things done character on my team. I don't even know if you would actually take him, but I low key love this character, and that's Brian Griffin.
hey, that's good. I was thinking about it. I was
Yeah.
considering based on where we went in this draft of what was available. But Brian is really, I mean, think of how much show time he gets, how much run air time.
I mean, the problem with him on my team is that he's a bit raunchy, right? So like, you got to balance out that dynamic, especially with someone as pure as Pluto, right? Like
But he has some great moments, some very
they're
funny
gonna butt
moments.
heads, but also like the dude slays. Like he's bringing home chicks every night. He's a talking dog.
Yeah.
Literally
No,
considered part of their family. Also, I just said dog, and now Penny's walking over to me.
she knows.
Don't
She
worry,
knows
Penny,
you
you're
were
not cartoon. I
mentioning her
can't draft
friends.
you. Okay, well
Oh, man.
your final two picks here. There's still a lot of great picks left on the board.
It's very tough. Very tough. But it wouldn't, this list would not be complete without this character, who again
Exactly.
is who I thought you were going to pick
That's who
because they
I
are
thought
their own
you were gonna
side.
pick.
They are their own side character.
Yeah.
And it's old school cartoon. This is very old.
Old school.
And this has got to be
Charles M.
Snoopy.
Schultz.
Yeah.
Snoopy.
Snoopy Doopy Doo.
Snoopy.
Snoopy.
We
He,
got Scooby and Snoopy. That's a great combo.
Snoopy, so classic, so original.
I mean, the dude friggin' flies planes and shoots down Nazis. Like,
Yeah. Very, very
that's who
good.
I thought you were gonna take it to.
Man, what a list. Okay, well,
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six dogs left on my board. So I
you
hope you
could
take
pick.
one of
Wow.
them to make my pick easier. You know what I mean? So where are you going with your
Well, this one, it
fifth and
also
final
wouldn't be
pick?
fair, which is also my childhood. A lot of these are my childhood things I grew up, and also dogs that were iconic. There's two routes I'm going to take one of these and the other one's going to go on my what do you call it, the
Honorable mention list.
honorable mentions list, and it's a tie. One doesn't speak human words and the other one does, and
Ooh.
the one that doesn't, that speaks just dog, and that is Lou from Blue's Clues.
Okay. It was on a
Lou,
lot of lists, so.
yeah, wasn't on yours, but it was on Blue's Clues. Love me some Blue's Clues.
You know, I Blue's Clues has its showtime. I already took a blue dog, so like I wasn't about to
Oh,
take two of
over
them.
the top.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Don't need that much blue on my team. I'm not freaking trying to blue myself here.
Okay.
Arrested Development.
Yeah.
Good pick. Blue deserving of being on the list. I there
This is a
there's
close list, man. These are ve this is a very close list.
I
You
still
guys.
think that you have overpowering with Scooby-Doo and with Snoopy. Like that's a pretty
Maybe.
good It's a pretty good combo
your
there.
Your max pick was a sacrificial pick for you because it's not going to be the popular vote, but it is on brand. It's on brand for you.
I disagree. Max is like the
Max does
best
not get
character in that
nearly.
movie.
He doesn't nearly get as much screen time as he should.
Dude, he throws himself his
And
own party up on Mountain Crumpet.
but it's so quick. There's not enough time with him on the screen, and so I don't think he can be
Dude,
a number one or
he
number two pick.
he sends the Grinch down for the holiday Hoobie Woody. He sends him down for that. He inspires him to dress up as Santa and go steal all the toys. Like, he is
But I mean, these
a
other
crucial
characters have their
character
own
to that story.
names. You have Courage the Cowardly Dog, Blue's Clues, they're Clifford the Big Red Dog. These are all names of the show.
Which we didn't take Clifford.
We didn't, but
And
Clifford's always there.
I didn't take Clifford or Gromit or Courage or Snoopy, really, because I didn't actually watch those shows. All the people
So
that I've
sad.
taken are ones that I have watched. And actually, Pluto, I took because my daughters have watched Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, and so I've actually seen subsequently a lot of it with them.
Not the Goofy movie.
Goofy is Goofy. Pluto's not in the Goofy movie.
I thought he was.
No.
Oh,
Why would a
okay.
dog have another pet
Weird.
dog?
All right, that's fair.
A bestiality.
You no. No. Oh, gross.
Okay, so for my final pick, I'm going to give my honorable mentions. I got Spike from Tom and Jerry.
Okay.
Spike's a great pick.
Big boy.
I got Pongo from 101 Dalmatians.
Oh, okay.
The
I
dad.
wouldn't have put that there.
He's a great pick. He's a great, great dad. I mean,
It's
he
all right.
rescues all of his kids.
There's definitely better honorable mentions than that.
There is. I got Tramp from Lady and the Tramp.
Okay.
And then I also
He's good.
have a character that you and I referenced several times in San Antonio last week, and that's Slinky from Toy Story.
Slinky! Yeah, Slinky's a good honorable
Slinky's
mention.
is a great honorable mention. But for my fifth
Who's a
and
good little bottom?
Yeah, he is a good boy.
Who's a good
Is
boy?
my behind.
My who's
I'm
behind?
going to take
Mine.
a character that really started out as kind of an annoyance and showed some real growth and showed some real courage throughout the movie that he's in. He is not the main character of this movie, but he has a crucial role. And without him, they would never have succeeded in what they were trying to accomplish. And that is Doug from Up.
Hey, that's I didn't even think of that. Doug. Great pick. I mean, there's a lot of dogs in that movie, but yeah. No,
There are a lot of
he's
dogs, but
deserving.
Doug is
He's
the
deserving.
alpha.
He is loyal.
Actually, no, he becomes the alpha.
He becomes the alpha. He's a loyal, good dog.
Yeah. So yeah, so my team, I
Wow.
got Bandit, Pluto, Max, Brian Griffin, who's kind of my oddball, and Doug. And then you've got
Wow.
Scooby-Doo, Courage the Cowardly Dog, Gromit, Snoopy, and Blue from Blue's Clues, the chick.
And honorable mentions.
Yeah,
Gotta
any
give it
honorable
to
mentions that I didn't shout out?
Goddard from Jimmy Neutron.
Oh, great reference.
He's I mean, you gotta have Goddard. He's great.
Goddard's great.
Mechanical K9 and Mal
Yeah.
Goddard. You got from Adventure Time. You got Finn
Okay.
or Jake the Dog. So Jake the Dog, he's fantastic. Really good character.
Okay. I didn't know. You
Jake
got
the
Astro
Dog.
from the Jetsons.
Astro, you got Bolt
Bolt, yep.
from the movie Bolt.
You got Underdog too.
Yeah, you could also go with Max from Secret Life of Pets.
Yep. Not as well known of a movie, but yeah.
Not as well known.
You also got the Droopy
Also
Dog. The farm who
Droopy.
talks like this.
That was a good impression,
And
really.
then one that wasn't on my list because I only looked at the comics on occasion, but that's Odie from Garfield.
Oh, yeah.
Not on my list.
Neither here nor there for me.
The one that I halfway wanted to sneak into my fifth spot, if you took more of my list, was Stitch from Lilo and Stitch.
He's not a dog.
He's not a dog, but that's what
No.
they try to sell him as in the beginning of the movie.
Boo. That's not Not
That's why I only mentioned it at the end of the honorable mentions, because it didn't actually count.
Yeah, there's a lot that we could have put on the list that, you know, that it just depended on what you watched growing up. If you watch these, good.
That's what
You
you're
didn't?
into, you and me.
Yeah.
Me and you.
A lot of people put the Paw Patrol dogs. You know, you have the
I haven't
other
seen it.
Bluey dogs. There's
Yep.
what, the
Thought
two others?
about Bluey and Bingo.
Bingo.
And
I think Bingo's gotta be better, right?
Dude,
I think it's gotta be.
Bingo's literally Bingo is Juniper and Bluey is Paisley. It's crazy. It's
Wow.
crazy.
Personified.
And then the mom, who I always dadgum forget her name, Chili. Fantastic mom. But yeah, I remember I posted on my story like a year and a half ago a picture of a man looking into a mirror and seeing Bandit from Bluey and him looking at it going, dreaming of the dad I want to be one day. And I was like, yep, that's me.
Dreaming. You're not that dad yet, I guess. So it's
well,
not.
You know, I'm a pretty good dad, but can't be the play dad all the time when you got to be the nurturing dad
Darn.
too. No, I mean,
I
I gotta wear
don't.
all the
I
hats.
wish I did.
Gotta wear all the hats. That's why I wear a hat every day.
Oh, makes sense.
Yep.
Fits you good.
Well, that was a good draft.
That's fantastic.
I think I mentioned that draft to you at one point, right?
You did, yeah, in the past. You mentioned that was an
Yeah,
option, but I didn't
it was like
remember
3 months
it.
ago.
I did not remember.
So I snuck it in there. She weren't too unprepared, she.
Snuck it in there, she.
It's a baby, she.
It's your baby, she. A man, Panama.
You want the moon? I'll go lasso it for you.
Oh, that's a good impression, too.
That's Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah. Oh,
Jim
there's a
Carrey, Jimmy Stewart.
wheelchair in the window there.
Wow. That's a man. Did not see think you had that in
You know
you.
what's funny is that I love my Yoshi sound ever since you complimented me on it, and I listened back to it, and it actually sounds like Yoshi. It's pretty good.
It does.
It's pretty
Still
good.
sounds good. I'm even imagining right now. Let me do it again. Yep. Sounds just like it. Wait,
Just like
actually,
it.
when I did that, all I heard was a beep sound from outside the window. Beep. Beep. That's all I hear. My own
And with
thoughts.
that, let us know in the comments whose team of cartoon dogs you like best. Also, let us know if we missed any hot takes with the jerseys. Appreciate you tuning in to another episode. Sorry, long-winded one. Next week, we'll hit you with the double banger. Pause. Recapping our actual episode from 34. That was an epic fail. I apologize. That's me. Thank you again, Emily, for joining us. Share with your grandma. Share with your friend who is NBA obsessed, like me and Jeff. And Jeff, final word.
There are so many things to think about leading up to this, but if you want to take anything from this podcast, it is that you should reach out to Lincoln for my address and send me a birthday gift, and I'll open it live on our podcast if you send me something. And I won't, you can be a mystery. And if you send me anything, even if it's one little thing, I will open it during the podcast and I will display it. So you will get exposure. So
pause.
Do it. Don't be afraid. Do it.
Lefties out.